Today is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Let's go ahead and get started. So I know I had a little bit of a political rant yesterday. Please excuse the political rant. You know, I'm not a political person, and my whole life, well, I just ate something and now I have a frog in my throat. But anyway, I'm not really a political person, or I haven't been. And it's getting to the point where I'm like, ugh, I need to volunteer for some Democratic candidate or something. I need to just quit my job and you know, get hired as a technology person for a campaign. You know, running some campaign's website, or I don't know, doing something like that. So I really feel like I'm making a difference in the world, but I probably won't, because I don't know. But anyway, I've never been that political a person. And in fact, I've avoided politics because I don't like confrontation. But it's just so ridiculous to me what's going on. And because I haven't been political my whole life, maybe everything was always a shit show and I just wasn't paying attention. But I don't know. So today, I mean, like the Republicans storming in the SCIF, which is the secure facility where the investigation is taking place. And I'm like, guys, why is everyone saying that this is like not a fair process? It's completely a fair. I just remember, this is the last political thing I'm going to say this week. But, and sorry, I keep clearing my throat. But again, I've got a Dorito stuck in my throat or something. But I remember the first, and maybe I've already said this, but I remember when the Ukraine stuff first came out. And they were having the first hearing with Adam, whatever his name is. And it was a hearing where they were talking to the intelligence, the CIA intelligence person, talking about the whistleblower and, like, you know, was it valid and like all that kind of stuff. And it was a public hearing, or not a hearing, but a public interview. And I remember every Republican that they went to saying, why are Democrats doing this on national TV? Why are they doing this out in the open? Why isn't this a closed door session? Yada, yada, yada. This should be, they're just putting on a show. It's just a, you know, why are they doing this? You know, whatever. And now that the Democrats have, you know, moved to closed door sessions, now all the Republicans can say is, why are they doing it behind closed doors? There must be things going on that they don't want the American public to hear. So I don't understand. Like, you can't have it both ways. It can't be both public and private. So are they gonna gripe and complain no matter what? Yes. So anyway, that's all I'm gonna say. We did. So after I recorded yesterday, I made Dorito casserole. And so basically, you crunch up a bunch of Doritos, nacho cheese, and this sounds like the white trashiest food possible. And but anyway, again, Joe Batance and I are doing a recipe segment on Throwing Down, and I don't know, I was trying to, you know, be over the top about Midwestern or Southern people, and I was talking about church potlucks, and I said something about Dorito casserole, and I don't even know why that came to my mind, but I just thought of it. And he's like, what? That exists? You know, whatever. So I made that last night, and you crush up like 4 cups of Doritos, nacho cheese Doritos, and you brown ground beef with onion, and you add salsa and sour cream to the meat and onion mixture, and then you layer chips, meat, shredded cheddar cheese, chips, meat, shredded cheddar cheese, chips, meat, shredded cheddar cheese. And then you put it in the oven and you bake it for like 45 minutes. And it tasted good. Like, it had a good flavor. But I will say this about it. It was dry. But I was trying to make it healthier. And I did ground turkey instead of ground beef. And I think maybe it relies a little bit on the fat in the ground beef, because it just, there was not enough liquid. So it ended up being a lot of chips and a lot of stringy cheddar cheese, but the meat was pretty dry because I used ground turkey. So I think I should have adjusted the salsa and the sour cream if I was going to use ground turkey to add a little bit more liquid to it. Or, I don't know, added a little bit of water to the ground turkey after I cooked it, or I'm not sure. And actually, that's what I had as a little bit of a snack after I got home and warmed. And after it sat in the refrigerator and I warmed up in the microwave, it actually felt a little bit more moist than it did directly out of the oven. But it just tasted like a taco salad, basically. It was, I forgot you add taco seasoning to the, just a packaged taco seasoning to the beef. And I didn't hate it, but I put guacamole and sour cream and salsa on top of it, and I cut up some cilantro and put it over the top. I would say it's something that I would do for a change, but I would, again, try to make it a little bit more liquid. But I try to use ground turkey wherever I can in the place of beef to try to make things a little bit, not healthier necessarily, but lower fat, lower calorie. And maybe I would also, you know, swap in some, because I used full fat cheddar cheese. Maybe I would use a little bit low calorie or low fat cheddar cheese and try to drop the calories a little bit more if I was going to have it on a regular basis. But, you know, it was okay. It was a casserole. If you like a casserole and you like the flavor of tacos and Doritos, you probably would like it. So I got an email from Sam in the hinterlands, and she says, "And I too mourn for the days of real dialogue and compromise at the national political level." Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sick of this. I mean, really storming in a... That's the other thing. They're conducting this the normal way that hearings or committee things are conducted. The Intelligence Committee and Foreign Affairs and all that... That is the way they hold these types of proceedings, and it is constitutional. So I just don't understand, you know, why. And they have 20 Republicans in there able to ask questions of the interviewees just as well as the Democrats can. So it's just ridiculous. Anyway, it's all show. It's all show. And, you know, there was some CNN poll that said 70-something percent of Republicans still support Trump. I don't know how. If you're a Republican, ugh. I'm an independent, so, you know, whatever. But she says, "I'll be curious about your Dorito pie, as it were. I grew up in Indiana, and it sounds very much like the food of my people." Yeah, casseroles are very Midwest, but there's also a big contingency of casseroles in the South. When I was growing up, I went to a church called First Assembly of God. It's an evangelical church where they speak in tongues and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. And after some services, I think it was usually a Wednesday night service, they would have something that they called Afterglow. And it was a potluck, and everyone would bring, you know, and so that's where you get your chicken and dumplings and your Dorito pie and your, you know, I don't know. Mom used to make something called Tallarina that was egg noodles and ground beef and corn and peas and a tomato sauce all mixed together with the noodles with like a cheese on top of it that's baked, and the cheese is all bubbly and stuff. It was good. I mean, it's not healthy, but... And then you'd have all the pies and the brownies and the cakes and stuff like that that all the old women from the church would bring. So it was pretty good. But and I would imagine that would be something similar to what would happen in Indiana or any of the Midwestern, you know, states. But anyway, so like I said before, it turned out okay, but there are some tweaks that I would make to it, definitely. And we'll see if I make it again. I'll let everyone know if I make it again. But tonight I have orchestra rehearsal, so immediately after I record this, I'm gonna go to church and have my rehearsal, and then I'm just gonna get like a grilled chicken sandwich because I'm not cooking tonight. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.